I reached into my pocket and pulled out a piece of chalk. Okay, look. Everyone learns to draw this in grade school, right? I quickly sketched out a star on a clear bit of brick wall, 5 strokes of the chalk forming 5 points. Right? Right, Murphy said. You get them from the teacher when you get an A. Another example of symbols having disparate meanings, I said. But look here, in the middle. I filled in the closed shape in the center of the star. That's a pentagon shape, see? The center of the pentagram. That's where you contain whatever it is you're trying to contain. What do you mean, contain? A pentagram like this one is a symbol of power, I said. It's got lots of uses, depending on how you employ it. But most often you use it to isolate or contain an entity. You mean like summoning a demon, Murphy said. Sure, I said, but you can use it to trap other things too if you do it right. Remember the circle of power at Harley McFinn's place? 5 candles formed the pentagram on that one. Murphy shuddered. I remember, but it wasn't this big. No, I admitted. And the bigger you make it, the more juice it takes to keep going. I have never, ever heard of one that would take this much energy to activate. I drew little X shapes at the points of the star and drew the chalk from one to the next, thickening the lines of the example pentagram. Get it? The beam streamed from one reflector to the next, melting holes through the building as it went. The reflectors formed a beam into one huge pentagram at ground level, more or less. Murphy frowned and squinted at the simple diagram. The center of that shape couldn't have covered the whole building. No, I said. I'd need a good map to be sure, but I think the center of the pentagram must have been about 20 feet back from the front door, which is why only the front half of the building collapsed. The explosion came from inside this pentagon thing? Magical TNT? I shrugged. The explosion came from inside the pentagram's center, but not necessarily from the pentagram. I mean, it could have been a normal device of some kind. Square in the middle of the giant, scary pentagram? Murphy asked. Maybe, I said, nodding. It depends on what the pentagram was being employed for. And to know that, I'd have to know which way was its north. I circled the topmost point of the chalk pentacle. The direction of the first line, I mean. Does it make a difference? Yeah, I said. Most everybody draws those stars just like I did. Bottom left to the topmost point is the first stroke. That's how you draw it when you want to defend something, ward something away from a location, or banish a spiritual entity. So this could have been a banishing spell, Murphy asked. It's possible, but you can do a lot of other things with it if you draw it differently. Like build a cage for things, Murphy said. Yeah, I frowned, troubled. Or open a doorway for something. Which, judging by your face, would be bad. I shook my head. I didn't even want to know what kind of terror would need a pentagram that huge in order to squeeze into our world. I think if something sized to fit this pentagram had come through it, there would probably be more than one building on fire. Oh, Murphy said quietly. Look, until I know what the pentagram's purpose was, all I can do is speculate. And there's something else weird here, too. What's that? There's not a trace of residual magic, and there should be. Hell, with this much power being tossed around, the whole area should practically be glowing. It isn't. Murphy nodded slowly. You're saying they wiped their prints. I grimaced. Exactly. And I have no idea how to do it. Hell's bells, I didn't know it was possible. I sipped at my coffee in the silence and pretended the shiver that went down my spine was from the cold. I passed the cup to Murphy, who took a sip from the opposite side, and passed it back to me. So, she said, we're left with questions. What is a major league supernatural hitter doing placing a huge pentagram under an empty apartment building? What was his goal in creating it? And why blow up the building afterward? I frowned and thought of an even better question. Why this building? I turned to Murphy. Who owns it? Lake Michigan Ventures, Murphy replied. Subsidiary of Mitigation Unlimited, whose CEO is triple crap, I spat. Gentleman Johnny Marcone.